Hi, this is Dr. Anita with another Diamond Moment. The diamonds of our lives are produced through time, heat, and pressure. We have been talking about ways to utilize the pressure, the heat, the discomfort that we've been under to get a new look, to take a different perspective on the experiences of our lives and bring value from those things that we thought were simply hardship, where they are actually the fundamental basis for moving our lives forward. We've talked about and looked at the documentary Father's Day, which is a documentary on the life of Kirk Franklin that he did while he was recording his latest music project and came to find out who his actual biological father was. We looked at the relationships that formed who he was, that informed how he viewed life, and in so doing, what he passed on to his son in their relationship. We've been talking about determining whether we're going to continue following the generational influences of our lives, listening to antiquated voices, no matter where they originated, whether it was outside of us in the society or maybe even the family of origin that we grew up in, our communities, or whether it is living our lives through the antiquated voices of our own minds. We have the ability to do what some call shadow work, to go back, evaluate our lives, and be healed, cause healing to come into the areas of unexamined places that we may now feel are hindering us from reaching the goals that we have or that we feel that we were placed in this world to accomplish. Nothing happens unless we do something about it. Many times the limitations that have been placed on our lives are not there because we thought that something was wrong, but we have been taught that something was wrong. I have shared with you that I utilize scripture for the basis and foundation of my belief system. But I have shared with many on many occasions, as I've learned, that scripture carries statements that were truly spoken, but may not be statements of truth. And I know that's a controversial way of stating that people speak from what they believe and later on find that those beliefs were not accurate. We see this in the life of the character, the biblical character Job, who went through everything. He had an enormous amount of loss and an enormous amount of pain. People still use the example of Job today when they're speaking of people who have been through unbelievable issues back to back to back. And when we look at the life of Job, because there were spiritual forces that were being acted out in the background that Job was not aware of, Job made the statement of saying, "The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." When you're looking at that, that is what Job said. It was a statement that was correctly stated. But when you know the background story of Job, what he was dealing with was adversarial spiritual forces that Job was not aware of. Why did you bring that up, Dr. Anita? Thank you for asking. I brought it up because many times our foundational religious beliefs may need to be reevaluated as well. Sometimes we are taking for granted that the person who stands at the front of the church, looking to the back of the church, has all the answers. And sometimes those people are simply rehearsing what they've learned. They are simply rehearsing what they've heard someone say. And they've never gone back to read for themselves or know for themselves that when Job said, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, blessed be the name of the Lord," Job was not aware that there were other forces at work in his life. Sometimes the legalistic dogma that we have been taught has been passed down from one leader to another leader to another leader and is never examined. It's just simply accepted as true, accepted as fact. And those very beliefs, those very statements, however truly stated, may not be statements of truth. But until we examine those statements, until we examine what we have been taught to believe, we may not be able to reach our highest and best potential. If you are taught that people who look a certain way or have a certain texture of hair are cursed, without going back and reading the scripture for yourself and understanding who the people were that were being talked about in that section of scripture, you may very well have eliminated people from your life that are there to benefit you, that you may be able to benefit, that you may be able to serve, and that possibly you have been called to be a voice of reason to say, "Not so, this is not true." Many times, what we do to reach God, which I term as religion, and not what God did to reach us with this, which is relationship, we've overlooked because we've never examined or challenged these limited beliefs, limited ideas, and stagnated thoughts that affect so much of our lives today. I want to challenge you, and I'm not saying this to go through and dismantle your beliefs. You have the right to believe whatever you believe. But I would very much like to offer to you a concept of listening closely to what you're being taught, going back and reading for yourself, going back and studying for yourself in order to determine whether what you have been taught is a part of the antiquated voices of your life that are not only holding you back, but holding others back. Are you being taught to love, or are you being taught to be suspicious of and to throw rocks at? Why do you feel fearful as it relates to other members of our community, of our world? When you think about the fact that we live on a ball in outer space, and no one can get off, why are we afraid of our neighbor? Why are we afraid of the person right next to us? Why are we angry and hostile at people who have done nothing to us when we all have to exist in this same world? Part of the antiquated ideas that are hindering and harming us come from the quote unquote religious mind. Religion being what people think they need to do to reach God. Evaluate how you've been taught. Some of it may need some deconstructing. Some of it may need to be reconstructed, because sometimes we've listened to people who had their own prejudices and we took that as the gospel when it absolutely was not. We've been taught, what would Jesus do? And many of us don't know, because we've never taken the time to read what Jesus actually said. We have only taken the time to listen to what somebody told us that Jesus said. Those prophets and religious leaders that have provided for us truth to live our lives by, are we actually living by the truth of those prophets and leaders, or are we living by what somebody told us that they said? For a long time, different segments and areas of our society were not able to learn to read, partially because if they could read, they'd know that what they were being taught was not the truth. Once they found that what they were being taught was not the truth, those who sought to be in control could no longer control them. So they were not allowed to learn to read. Today, in much of the world, that is no longer the case. If you haven't read it for yourself, go back and read it. If you are a person who comes to your place of worship on whatever day that you deem as the Sabbath day or the day that you call holy, and you don't bring the book of wisdom with you to know that what is being read to you is truth, is what is really there, then I would challenge you to begin to do so. And if you can't, if it's not in your tradition to bring the scripture with you, when you get home, go back and research. Go back and listen. Make sure that the foundation that you built your life on is a true foundation. Make sure that you're not living the life of an antiquated voice who had something to gain by holding others down. Allow yourself the freedom to be who you individually were placed and created on this earth to be. Go back and make sure that what you've learned is truth and not tradition. Go back and evaluate what you have as relationship and not religion. This is Dr. Anita. Continue to stay with us. We're going to continue asking tough questions. We're going to continue evaluating generational influences, and we're going to continue looking at antiquated voices that may have spoken into our lives that are no longer applicable, so that we can free ourselves from what was behind and move forward into what there is for us in our lives. If you haven't done so, visit my website at www.dranitamc.com. Join me on Wisdom and on Fanbase.